Chapter 10. Now what? Claiborne had been sent back to Onanokin to await the Elixir's arrival, while Wisfiddle requested to stay behind to discuss his situation.
"So you expect that they'll get the Elixir here in time?" he asked Heliok.
"Not a chance."
"Why didn't you tell him that, then?"
"Would you?"
Wisfiddle sighed.
"Ah, guess not."
"Don't worry," Heliok replied. "We'll make sure he goes painlessly in his sleep."
"You'll still know he went," Wisfiddle stated, "as soon as he arrives in the afterlife. Unless he's an atheist, of course."
"He's agnostic."
"Even better."
"True."
The two sat in silence for a couple of minutes. Wisfiddle knew he hadn't done it on purpose, but that didn't make him feel any better. The sad part was that, if the fates were incapable of fixing the problem, he most certainly couldn't manage solving it.
"So, now what happens?" asked Wisfiddle, not really wanting to know.
"Now you go back and live a very long life."
"I suppose I'll lose me cottage."
"I'm sure you'll endure," Heliok said.
"Maybe I can try a quest again next year," Wisfiddle said hopefully.
"Sorry, you'll not be allowed back here again," Heliok replied seriously. "Not after the trouble you've caused."
Heliok shook his head disgustedly.
"Cheating on a quest and cheating a man out of his long life elixir? For shame!"
"I did not cheat," Wisfiddle argued. "You messed up in your planning. That's not my fault. And drinking that elixir was a mistake, and you know it. You're just being petty because I outwitted your quest."
"Well, the Gorgons did, technically speaking."
"Exactly," Wisfiddle said, wagging a finger at Heliok.
"Actually, that's probably worse, but I didn't cheat."
"The point is, Mr. Wisfiddle, that things got all muddled with you up here," Heliok said.
Then he softened a bit.
"Look, you seem like a nice chap. If you hadn't been, you would never have been given this opportunity in the first place."
"Oh?"
"But the fact is that you've caused some unexpected troubles today, and so I've got to ban you from ever returning here. It's nothing personal, you see. It's the way the rules are written."
"Right," Wisfiddle said solemnly. "I hope you understand that I would never—"
"So you say, Mr. Wisfiddle," interrupted Heliok. "So you say."
"It's just—"
"I know,"
Heliok said with a gentle smile.
"Good day to you, Mr. Wisfiddle."
"Wait!"
Heliok took a deep breath and released it.
"Yes?"
"Where does Claiborne live?" asked Wisfiddle.
"A town called Keck,"
answered Heliok.
"Know of it?"
"Been there a few times. Any chance you can send me there when I go back?"
"Sure,"
Heliok said with his eyebrow raised.
"But may I ask why?"
"Was thinking that I could do a wee bit of hocus-pocus on the lad to stop his disease for a few weeks. Long shot, I know, but maybe it'll work."
"You'd do that?"
"Well, he's in this spot on account of me," Wisfiddle said with a shrug. "Least I can do. Just hope it works."
Heliok nodded thoughtfully and then flicked his hand at Wisfiddle. The elderly wizard felt a tingling sensation for a moment.
"It'll work,"
Heliok said with a gentle smile.
"What did you do?"
"Gave you a new spell. It's not much, but it will suffice to help Claiborne out."
"Why didn't you cast it on him directly when he was here?"
"Honestly,"
Heliok said, looking away in shame,
"I hadn't thought of it."
"Ah.
Sometimes we get too caught up in ourselves, Mr. Wisfiddle. Contrary to what you might think, we're not perfect up here."
"I didn't think that."
"Right,"